Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 31, Change and Creativity. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. Earl opens this episode by talking about William James, often referred to as the father of American psychology. James once defined genius as the faculty of perceiving in an unhabitual way. In simpler terms, a genius is someone who looks at how something has always been done and says, I think there might be a better way. That could mean questioning long-held assumptions, like the belief that the earth is flat, or challenging social, scientific, or cultural norms. Genius doesn't always mean inventing something new, either. Often, it means seeing the familiar differently and having the courage to act on that insight. From William James, Earl moves naturally into Ralph Waldo Emerson, particularly Emerson's essay, Self-Reliance. Emerson warned us about conformity, the tendency for people to think, act, and live like everyone else. Earl reframes this idea sharply. Conformity isn't just comfortable. It's a form of cowardice. Conformity happens when people don't take the time to figure out what or who they truly are and what they truly want. Instead, they go along with the herd. They go along to get along. Creativity, by contrast, requires standing apart, thinking independently, and acting deliberately. Earl then introduces a metaphor that really clicked for me. People, he suggests, can be divided into passengers and drivers. Passengers sit back and let the road decide where they're going. They're carried along by circumstances, expectation, and other people's decisions. At most, they may become a backseat driver, complaining or criticizing, but never actually taking control. Drivers, on the other hand, are in control. They choose the direction. They decide the speed. They act and accept the responsibility for where they end up. If they arrive at the wrong place, or don't arrive at all, it's on them. But so is the freedom. Creativity and change require choosing to be the driver of your own life. Earl closes this episode with another way of understanding human direction. He says there are river people and goal people. River people seem to have that innate calling. We all know these type of people. They know what they're meant to do, and they do it. Their concern isn't reward or obstacles, it's just staying true to the course. They jump into the river and away they go. Goal people are different. They don't feel that same inborn sense of direction. Instead, they must set clear, concise, conscious goals to guide themselves forward. And something interesting happens along the way. As they pursue these goals, the right people, resources, and opportunities often just show up when they're needed. Neither path is better than the other. What matters is knowing which one applies to you. So episode 31 leaves me with these reminders. Creativity begins with seeing differently. Change requires independence from the crowd. Drivers choose direction. Passengers accept it. And whether guided by calling or by goals, movement matters. Know what guides you and let that knowledge shape the way you move through the world. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.